We are being joined with Pete Helmstead from the Iowa Department of Transportation, the North Iowa Road Report. It's our community conversation today brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I was doing better earlier on this week with spring-like temps. Not so much now.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I think we need to just soak that in and realize that it's not normal, but we'll take it.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, there's plenty of things here that is going on construction-wise. The biggest one, obviously, is the Lansing Bridge project. Let's start with that one. Where does that stand right now, and what can drivers expect in the coming days and months ahead?
Well, I guess I'm pretty sure we touched on last time the bridge debris, the bridge itself, is out of the river. The piers that are in the river and right on the Wisconsin shoreline have been removed down to water level. Later on, we don't have a timetable yet, they will use explosives to remove the remaining parts of the pier that are underneath the water line. They've been cleaning up around the piers using a long reach excavator to get all the rubble out of the river. They're using sonar, to make sure they get everything cleaned up. So that's going on. They are building the new bridge as well. It has actually reached a point on the Iowa side where they cannot build eastward anymore over the river because of the structure and needing more support. So it's a cantilever bridge, which means it supports itself to a certain limit. So we're about 220 feet out on the Iowa side. We have now just started working on the Wisconsin side, where they will build out about 385 feet. And starting sometime this spring, we will have some barges up by the marina just north of the bridge, and they will start building the center span of the bridge on those barges. When everything's ready, they will float the barges into place and lift the center span up and connect it to the sections of the bridge that stretch out from the Iowa and the Wisconsin side, and we'll have a bridge.
That's an awesome process. And the best part about it is, the average user can watch it happen live on the DOT website. Talk about the Alive Cam.
Yeah, the Alive Cam is there for people to see what's going on. I know we have a lot of people who use it. I get questions quite frequently from people who are watching the Alive Cam, and they see something and will email me to ask me why did this happen or what's going on here, or I see they've done this. So it's really cool to see that people are using it, and it's as we've talked about before, it's an amazing project to watch. It's just incredible. It's a once in a lifetime project for pretty much all of us here in the district. So it's had a lot of stuff going on, but it's pretty rewarding to see where it is right now.
Yes, and the in-depth added information that you always add on the Facebook page for Lansing Bridge as well. Those are always pretty cool, and the aerial shots that you do.
Yeah, I was actually out there on Tuesday, and this time instead of the drone, I was able to walk out onto the new section of bridge from the Iowa side and what remained of the old bridge as well on the Iowa side and get some pictures from that perspective. And just a little tease, they should be showing up on Facebook today, so be ready to see some of that. One other note, too, with the bridge, at 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to be closing off Iowa 9, Iowa 26, the north section, north-south section by the bridge. Kramer, the contractor, needs to move a crane into place on the Iowa side so they can finish removing the old bridge. So, again, that closure will start at 10 o'clock tonight. The road will be open by 6 a.m. tomorrow. So we do that stuff overnight to impact the least amount of traffic possible. So get that done, get the old bridge removed, and keep moving forward.
That's right. For the latest traffic alerts, you can check out 511ia.org. Now, Pete, is there any other North Iowa highway or bridge projects that drivers should be aware of coming up this spring or summer?
This spring and summer, yeah, we'll have a lot going on as we usually do. I can just touch on these really briefly, but on 63, 2 miles north of US 18, We're going to be doing a bridge deck overlay, which means that we'll be temporary traffic lights, letting traffic go through there. We're going to be doing resurfacing on Iowa 24 in New Hampton. We'll be resurfacing Iowa 9 from Highway 218 to Riceville. On the Avenue, we will be putting in paved shoulders from Rudd to Floyd. We will finish the eastbound lanes and reconstruction of Mason City 122. We'll be doing I-35 reconstruction down in the Franklin County area. Last year, where we did the southbound lanes. This year, we'll be doing the northbound lanes. Iowa 9 in Decorah, we're going to be doing some reconstruction there from U.S. 52 to east of Pleasant Avenue. That kind of is the highlights right now of what we're going to have going on. We don't have start dates for these projects yet. We have to have a meeting with the contractor, and those meetings are being scheduled and starting to happen in the next few weeks. So it's not far away, and it'll be road work season again.
That's right. Now, what's your message, speaking of, what's your message to drivers as we head into construction season? Maybe put the phone down?
That would be a good start, especially since it is now illegal. Right. It has been illegal for almost a year, but as we know, they were just giving warnings from July 1st till the end of the calendar year, and now, as of January 1st, they've started handing out tickets. So, yeah, definitely put the phones down. And I guess to keep it really basic, you see work zones, you see crews out on the road, slow down and pay attention. Don't be distracted. You do those two things and wear your seatbelt, you're going to be in good shape, and you're going to keep yourself safe as well as the crews out on the road safe. So be aware of it. You know, I know you mentioned it earlier, Chris, 511 IA will have all the work zones on it. So make sure you're aware of that so you know what to expect during your drive. And then, like I said, you see those orange cones and people working, slow down, avoid distractions, and be safe.
That's right. Said it very well. Yes, 511IA.org is the place to go for all the traffic alerts. You can check out all the latest construction projects, future construction needs, along with roadside cameras and everything else in between. It's such an awesome website, 511IA.org. Plus the companion app as well, which you can take along with you. Not open while you're driving, but 511IA mobile app as well. Anything that I may have missed, Pete?
No, you hit it really well there, Chris. One thing I will add is that you can create an account, which is as simple as your email and password, and then you can set up alerts. So if you take the Avenue from Charles City to Nashua to work, or to Waterloo or Waverly or Mason City, whatever, you can set up alerts that will notify you if something is happening, if there is road work going on, if for some reason there's a closure, if you know, you will get alerted. So that's another nice tool that you can use to be aware of what's happening and know what to expect.
Indeed. Love it. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us this morning, as always, and we'll talk to you in the warmer months of March.
That's right. Hey, one we quick hope. Heads up, too. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's the chance of some snow moving into the area later this afternoon or tonight, so be aware of that. It's been a few weeks again since we dealt with it, and we are going to have some crews out today treating some of the roadways with brine, some of the areas that see the troubled spots, like the bridges and the sheltered areas and stuff like that. So be aware, you might see some crews out on the road today when you don't expect them, but they're getting ready to make everything safer and easier to clean up if and when we do get the snow.
Oh, man, we're all going to have to learn how to drive in snow again.
Here we go.
Can't wait. Well, thank you very much, Pete Helmstead, for joining us once again from the Iowa Department of Transportation with this North Iowa Road Report. Have a great rest of your month.
All right, you do the same, Chris.
Thank you very much, Pete Helmstead.